Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Wednesday, March the 17th, 2021, St. Patrick's Day. 14 and a half minutes past the hour, and away we go. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, a lot of questions on the table. Left over from hour number one, what are you doing for St. Patrick's Day today? Will there be a big celebration involving green beer or Irish food or green clothes, avoiding being pinched? What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, what is Marion's favorite donut? We do not have this question answered yet. As I said in hour number one this morning, there is a donut that I have heard mentioned more in Marion than anywhere else. And as a matter of fact, during the grand opening of Dunkin' last year in July, they ran out of this donut that morning. And I think it was the only donut that they had run out of. So does anybody know what Marion's favorite donut is? Or would you like to tell us what you have for breakfast every morning? I'd be interested to know, because I think, as one of our callers said earlier this morning, that breakfast is one of the most consistent meals of the day. Dinner and lunch, we tend to mix up. You know, we eat different things for dinner every night. We eat different things for lunch every day. But breakfast tends to be a go-to meal. We eat the same things for breakfast every single day. As one of our callers said, I think he said he went to McDonald's and he got the McGriddle and he got the iced coffee and he's good to go. And I think people do have go-tos for breakfast every morning. So does anybody know what Marion's favorite donut is? Or does anybody know or want to share what they have for breakfast every morning? Is there anything out of the ordinary maybe you have for breakfast every morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I thank my Wednesday person who brings me breakfast every Wednesday. And I've got my yogurt parfait today. Strawberries, fresh blueberries, vanilla yogurt, and granola. See, this will keep me ticking for a few more days. 740-383-9944. Now, there is something I wanted to talk about, and mainly this is because, and I don't want to get, let's just start this way. We had the mayor on yesterday, and I appreciate him coming on and being very honest with everything that he had to say. He commented on Judge Warner and the whole guilty verdict that we learned about. I believe a week ago today was the guilty verdict. We heard him talk about the situation with the city auditor and the $1.28 million, which is being covered a lot in the newspaper right now. And we also talked a lot about the charges from the 2019 election. About it was a very complicated charge, to be honest. It was the literature that was being sent out by certain candidates had a ballot on it that wasn't supposed to be sent out to people. I think that was the charge, and that was dismissed, I believe, last week, and we talked about that. And then we talked about the statement that the local Republican Party had released. And then there was another statement released yesterday by the local Republican Party. So, say all that to say this. I don't have any dog in this fight. You know, I've met all these people. I don't have any grudges or anger toward any of these people. And they're not my best friend either. We don't go out and have parties and so on and so forth. But what I'm starting to notice is that there is a trend going on, and it's a people are not happy with each other. And I don't think that you have to listen very long to any interview on this show or listen to any of these press releases that are being sent out to understand that people are at loggerhead with each other. And it's funny because so many times on this show we have talked about being kind to each other, doing things just to do them. You know, not approaching everything with a negative, pessimistic, destructive attitude. Well, maybe we need to talk about that right now in the world of politics, because it is getting very, very, very severe. And a matter of fact, and I want to make sure I have this right, because I got a press release yesterday from, I believe it was the Marion Republican Party. And by the way, we have had the mayor on, we have had the county prosecutor on, we have had the sheriff on. The sheriff and the county prosecutor are both members of the Republican Party. The mayor is a Democrat. We will invite and ask anybody on who would like to come on. And we have asked several times Robert Landon to come on, the city auditor. We have made that request, and he has not. But we hope he does one day. We would appreciate it if he did. And we have also asked Bob Schultz, the chairman of the Republican Party here in Marion. We have asked him to come on and have not heard any response yet from that particular group. But the reason this is important at this particular point is because yesterday, March 16th, March 16th, 2021, the Republican Party called for the resignation of law director Mark Russell. Yeah. Press release calling for his resignation. The city law director here. Now, I don't know what political world we're living in, because I've covered local Marion, Ohio politics for a long time, and I'm not saying it hasn't got more sharp-elbowed over the years. It very well might have. But what I have seen in the last couple of years, I have never seen in local politics before. I mean, we've always had difficult campaigns, and we've always had campaigns where people made accusations against other people, but usually once the campaigns were over, that was it. You know, you people just got to work doing their job, and you didn't hear much more unless something major has happened. And now we're seeing press release after press release after press release, and we are seeing people going to the paper constantly with news stories, and we are seeing people calling for people to be removed from their positions. And you know what? I don't have a stance on this one way or another, but I just have never seen anything like it. And I don't know. I mean, now I want your opinion, because you're Marion citizens as well. Has anybody seen anything like this in the history of Marion politics in your time, where things have gotten so angry? And they are angry. Yesterday when we had the mayor on, I talked to him about the contentious nature of a lot of issues going on in the city, and he agreed that it is contentious. And can you imagine people working down at City Hall or people in the county building that they have developed a contentious nature toward each other on the local level? That they do not see eye to eye, probably would not go out and have dinner with each other. That never happened on the local level. I'm sure there were people who did not like each other, but it did not manifest itself into name-calling and press releases and calling for people's jobs. And again, I don't know if maybe if... it. I'm not going to weigh an opinion on this. I mean, whether or not you think he should leave his job. But for a local party, the Republican Party, to call on the city law director to resign, that's a pretty unprecedented move, in my opinion. I haven't heard anything like that in the last 20 years. So what do people think of this? And yesterday I read the press release about weaponization. I mean, I've never heard that term before, against a party that the I believe the, and I don't want to get it wrong, and I don't have the press release in front of me right now, but basically it was that the Democratic Party was out to get people, and that maybe the city law director was too. That was certainly the implication in that press release. It's a little unbelievable to me that this is happening. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on this? Because I don't know. I just don't know how it's being viewed by the Marion public. Do people like this? Do people like where we are right now with all this? The stories in the newspaper, the press releases, the issues that are going on? I don't know. And I would love to hear from the Republican Party. I as I said, their chairman, Bob Schultz, who signs off on these press releases, I have invited him on this show. He has not responded, but maybe he will. And if he does, he's more than welcome to come on. We would love to hear from him. Same thing with Robert Landon. As I say, we have invited the city auditor on many times. We would love to have him on. But in general, I don't know what is going on, and social media is vicious in these debates. You know, you pick a side and you attack the other side. That's exactly what's going on, and that's exactly what's happening. And I don't know where we go from here, because I don't know if it will get any better. So, it's a funny thing. It's a funny thing. So, if anybody has anything to say about it, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The only thing that I have to say about any of this, personally, is that I do appreciate when somebody comes on the show. Because I don't think that I have any particular axe to grind. Now, I am going to ask questions, and I'm going to ask tough questions. And that's just me. I'm like that at dinner. You know, that has nothing to do with what political party you're in or what's going on. I think that's just who I am as a person. So anybody who is willing to come on this show, I appreciate it. It's a talk show. And I think that in a lot of ways, that gets lost on people. That the reason you're inviting people on is because you want to have a conversation. You want to talk. And especially about local Marion issues, because that's where we're based. So the reason we invite people on has nothing to do with any other reason than we want to hear from them. But, you know, I'm not sure why some people are willing to come on and some people are not willing to come on. I don't want to make any judgment in that. I think they probably have their reasons. I have not heard those reasons. But maybe one day those reasons will change, and we will hear from people. I certainly would like to, because I think the questions, there are questions. People have questions. Okay, let's just put it that way. People have questions, and hopefully we'd be able to get them answered. And maybe they would be answers that we all would think were great and sufficient and would clear up a lot of the confusion that a lot of us have at this particular point. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any thoughts on any of this? We would love to know. What is your view on the... And it is political. It's certainly political. because these are all politicians who are involved. Either politicians or people who are involved in the Republican or Democratic Party. And that's where it's all deriving from. 740-383-9944. I don't... You know what I always wonder? How does this make us look to outside communities? Because certainly outside communities pay attention to what we're doing. I mean, we're close to a lot of counties in this area that do pay attention to what's going on in Marion. And, you know, I just hope that the perception is not of a negative nature. But I also know from reading these press releases and statements that people are making that people do have hard feelings. I mean, they go so far as to say that they have been put through the ringer for a year and a half. And that's not fun either. And I don't think that anybody wants to be put through the ringer. But this comes back to another conversation that we've had a lot on this show. Fair weather friends. You know, it's easy to be in somebody's corner when times are good. It's not so easy to be in somebody's corner when times are bad. You know, it's easy to get out of town when times are bad, but to be there when times are bad is when you need to be there. That's when the person needs to hear from you that you're going to stick by them even though you maybe don't agree with what they have done. And I think in some cases that goes on and in some cases that does not go on. Because we do live in this internet world now where any accusation is believable. Not the truth. You notice I did not say the truth. Any accusation is not necessarily the truth, but it's believable. People will believe it, especially if you don't know the person. And I can be guilty of this from time to time, too. You read something somebody puts up, you don't know the person that they're talking about, so you think, well, maybe that is true. But 9 times out of 10, it seems lately, and that's sad that it's 9 times out of 10, it's not true. It's not true. It's somebody trying to pick a fight and get their own agenda across. And that's where our mindset is terribly unfortunate. But, again, if you want to comment on the local political scene and where we are, because heavens knows there's a lot going on there, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, this comes off the interview with the mayor yesterday and also comes off of the press releases that we have received from the Republican Party here in Marion. Now, does anybody have anything to say about the mayor's interview yesterday in general? I thought we covered a lot of ground. Did anybody find anything interesting about his opinions on Judge Warner, his opinions on the $1.28 million issue with the city auditor, his thoughts on the letter that the Republicans have released? Did anybody find what the mayor said yesterday to be of interest to them? Would love to know. 740-383-9944. One of the things that happened in that interview yesterday that somebody asked me about last night, which I thought was interesting, when I asked the mayor to sum up Judge Warner, the person, the man, that he knew prior to all this, and how he feels about him now, I think the term I believe the mayor used was that he did not deserve that. And, you know, I think people interpreted that different ways. And I'm not going to interpret it because it's what he said. And I'm more interested in what he said. But I did get questions about that yesterday, about what exactly that meant for him to say that. I think some people thought it meant one thing and some people thought it meant another. And, you know, that's the way it goes. People hear what they want to hear. This springs off into another conversation that has nothing to do with politics. But has anybody ever noticed how tone of voice is lost in emails and messaging and text messaging, you cannot express your tone of voice. And a lot of times, things you are trying to be funny about, people don't take as funny because there's no voice inflection, there's no smile in your face, there's no jokey nature to it. So even though you meant it very jokey, they take it very seriously. And that's unfortunate because I think we get a lot of mixed signals with that now. And you also don't know how somebody reacts. We don't talk about that a whole lot. You know, you send somebody what you believe was a jokey message. Well, you don't know that they took it wrong until the next time you see them and they bring it up to you and they say, well, why'd you say that? That was offensive. Well, you didn't mean it offensive, but for some reason, I guess it came off that way with no tone attached to it. It's like the continuing saga of Dr. Seuss. It's very hard for people, for some reason, to wrap their mind around the fact that the family are the ones who have called for the removal of these books. That it's not political, that it's not an outside group trying to get rid of the books, that it's the family themselves. And people they're having a hard time dealing with that. And I'm not really sure why. I don't understand. Because it is their choice to get rid of a book or keep a book. And the truth is, as I believe I said last week, millions of copies of these books have been sold over the years. It's not like these books haven't been on the market for 50 years. I'm sure there are copies you can get your hands on if you really want to read that book to your child. I'm sure there are copies on the internet you could download to read to your child. So that's always the funny thing when this whole banning or getting rid of something comes up to me. What I always think is, are you not going to be able to get your hands on these products anymore? Is that really what's bothering you? Or is it bothering you that the suggestion even came up? Because those are two different things. If you still want to buy the product and you believe that you're going to be deprived of buying the product, well, that's one thing. But it's another thing if you're just angry at the thought of a book being taken away, or as silly as it seemed, the Mr. Potato Head change. If you're just angry at the thought of that, that's a different conversation to have. In any event, it's a conversation we can have here, though. 37 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944 on this St. Patrick's Day. 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you this morning. St. Patrick's Day. It seems to me that people are not doing a lot of interesting things for St. Patrick's Day this year. I don't know if people will be in the bars tonight, in the restaurants. I don't know. I think it's changed a little bit. I think society has changed. Or at least we're not far enough through the worst part of this pandemic where people are willing to go out and do that sort of thing. Drink the green beer and hear an Irish band and so on and so forth on St. Patrick's Day. Still, in this two-hour broadcast, we have not gotten the answer to what is Marion's favorite donut. We had somebody guess the Long John. We had somebody guess the lemon-filled. But nobody has guessed the right answer yet. What is Marion's favorite donut? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. I hope somebody gets this in the next 22 minutes, is able to knock this one out of the park. What is Marion's favorite donut? As we have learned by hearing it from other people, and also being at Dunkin' during their grand opening and seeing them run out of this donut, which was the only donut they ran out of that particular day. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Favorite donut or any other conversation? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'll help you out. It's the glazed donut.
No, not the glazed. Now, the glazed is my favorite, but that's not the one they ran out of that morning.
Huh.
So what do you make of this whole St. Patrick's Day and everything going on?
Oh, I don't make much of it. I don't really care.
Do you make anything of the local political scene that's been going on? Have you heard these interviews and seen these press releases in the newspaper?
I don't get the newspaper, but I listen to the radio and the news and stuff.
What do you make of it all? What did you make of the mayor's appearance yesterday?
Well, I think the mayor does a good job when he's explaining things. I think he's been a real good mayor. But I don't know what he meant about Judge Warner. I mean, I think Judge Warner, you know, got what he deserved. There's no difference with what he did and the guy that works at McDonald's is cooking your burger. Or, you know, the waiters, you know, taking your order, you know, doing the same thing. You know, they take, you know, don't want to get the DUI or whatever, and they take off and do the same thing. So, you know, I think it's a little bit harder for, you know, a politician right now to get by with stuff like that.
Well, what has shocked...
It's getting harder to get by with a lot of things, you know.
Well, what has shocked me, and I guess maybe it's not even so much crimes. Judge Warner, certainly, that turned into a crime. But when we're talking about the whole thing with the auditor, which I don't know if that will turn into something that should not have been done. But I guess what is starting to shock me, because it's coming in such big waves, is that we're getting these press releases where they're calling for the city law director's resignation, where they are saying that a Democratic Party is weaponizing against the local Republican Party, where it's just, I've never heard that type of verbiage, and it's clearly political.
I don't see anything like that, you know. There's always been, you know, cases like, you know, like this down, you know, through the years. I think years ago it could have been even worse because there wasn't, you know, the scrutiny in the press.
Yeah, but do you think that the press is fair for the most part?
Oh, I think yes, the press is fair.
I mean,
even with our president, you know, he always complained about the press not being fair, but if anybody else acted the way Donald Trump did, they'd have the camera and the same scrutiny, you know. One of the biggest things that got me with him was the way he was with the press. If you don't, you know, like the mayor, if he didn't come on, you would think he's kind of dodging you. So, you know, like I think we all think the auditor's kind of dodging the situation. You know, like the mayor said, if he'd been, you know, truthful and honest and brought this out right from the beginning, all this would have been, you know, mute, you know.
Well, the truth of the matter is, I have talked to the auditor. We've shared messages, I guess is the best way to put it. And, you know, I would never say what those messages said because I think that's between him and I, and there's nothing of significance in there anyway. But it's just basically me inviting him on the program or inviting somebody from the Republican Party on the program to explain these press releases and calls for resignation because I think we would like some explanation to them other than a press release. And, you know, I hope he does come on because I think that I've always felt And that's why I think broadcasting is the place to be. You know, you can release a press release, and you can put something on Facebook, and you can go to the local newspaper, but they cannot. They can misquote you. You can say anything you want. When you're in an interview, you cannot be misquoted because you're saying it right then.
Yeah, we're actually hearing it from your lips. It's not something that.
Right. It's not somebody taking what they want and putting it in an article. We're hearing the full explanation from your lips in real time. And that's why I've never understood how the media could be biased, certainly the broadcast media, because now, if I came on here every morning and just gave my opinion and trashed people, now that's a bias. But the truth of the matter is that if you come on and I ask you a question, you can always say, I'm not going to answer that question. It's not like I'm a lie detector or that I can bend your fingers back and make you answer. I can't. So I don't know exactly where the bias lies.
Well, you don't have to come out and say you're not going to answer that question. You can beat around Robin Hood's barn and not answer the question. You know, that's what a good politician will do.
You know, but I think when you're asked a direct question, a good direct question, I think you give an answer. And that's what I think the mayor's answer to the Judge Warner question yesterday, I think that's why a lot of people last night found that interesting when he said that he didn't think he deserved an answer to that question. He didn't deserve that, I think is what the mayor said. You know, people read what they wanted to into that, but he did give an answer.
Yeah, I don't know what he meant by that, but more likely they're, you know, pretty good friends. I'm sure Judge Warner's a good guy, but there's a lot of people go in front of him for the same thing. They're good people, too.
Well, it's going to be interesting as time trickles on, but so we still don't know the favorite donut. My goodness. You know, I thought we would get this one right off the bat this morning.
Well, I thought for sure it was going to be the glazed donut.
So, and people, St. Patrick's Day, have you noticed that this has been as little paid attention to as just about everything else this month? First day of spring, coming up here, daylight savings time?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was St. Patrick's Day until you said something earlier.
Yeah, I didn't even...
I knew it was coming up, but I didn't know exactly when it was.
Yeah, that's not going to be good for the local establishments tonight, but I'm not even... See, I'm not sure what the rules still are for local establishments. I know they're still operating on mask mandates and certain occupancy. I believe that's all still out there, but beyond that, I really don't know anymore. I think things are changing. I think certainly the governor is trying to get things back to the way they were, and maybe it'll happen. I guess we will all find out as time goes on.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Mm.
Well, it's not glazed, so there's another guess. What is Marion's favorite donut? 47 minutes past the hour. We are still looking for this. What is Marion's favorite donut? Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Is it the raspberry filled?
Not the raspberry. You know, that's a good one, though, but no. That's
my fave.
Well, you know, when I was over at Dunkin', what I found interesting was the lemon-filled and the raspberry-filled were not moving off the shelf all that fast. Now, the glazed was moving pretty good, and the one that I have now considered to be the favorite because they ran out was moving pretty quick. But, yeah, the stuffed ones that you used to hear so much about are not.
That surprises me. What about an apple fritter, maybe?
Not an apple fritter.
A cinnamon roll?
No, not a cinnamon roll. Now, is a cinnamon roll a donut?
That's a good question. I mean, they're always lumped in with a donut, so why not?
Well, they are. And what's that other thing that's got the brown icing on the top?
Like the maple roll?
Maple roll, yeah. Now, is a maple roll, is that a donut? Is a coffee cake a donut?
Coffee cake is definitely a cake. I think the cinnamon roll would be considered a donut because it's cream kind of dough or similar kind of dough. That would be my guess. I like all of them.
Well, you know, I know people used to buy those cinnamon rolls and those maple rolls all the time. They loved them. But, you know, I have not seen the abundance of people buying those like they once did. I don't know if it's because there are more donuts on the market. I don't know what that is, but I don't see as many people buying those as used to.
There's such a huge variety in one, and now with grocery stores having bakeries in store, that always makes it nice. I always loved going to Nichols and getting their donuts that were so fresh, and you can get them still every now and then. I've seen them at Metamart, but they fly off the shelves so fast, so if you don't get them that day, you're kind of out of luck.
You know what I'm surprised has went away? And I remember, now do you remember when the WIC program used to bring the crate of groceries to your house?
I don't remember that. It was for WIC?
Yeah, this probably... this
month?
Yeah, I believe it was the WIC program. Now, I believe it would have probably been like in the 80s. And I don't know how this used to go. Maybe somebody could explain it to me. But, you know, you would get things like Kix cereal, and you would get things like milk, and you would get things like orange juice, but you would also get things like cream of wheat, which is very expensive. You know, I didn't realize till later in life how expensive cream of wheat is.
Is it? That's one thing I've never tried. I love oatmeal, but I've never tried cream of wheat. I probably would like it.
Well, you know, I like cream of wheat, but people screw it up. You've got to know how to make it. And this is true, and it sounds so silly, but and I'm going to tell this story real quick, because I love this cream of wheat story. Cream of wheat used to be one of the things I liked to eat for breakfast, because when I was very young, I don't know why, but that's what my parents would feed to me. Now, the proper way to make cream of wheat is you can do it the microwave way. You don't have to do it on the stove, but I think my parents did it on the stove. You put the cream of wheat in the boiling water. You boil it on the stove, and when it's done, then you put a little bit of sugar, not much. You pour it in the bowl. Once you get it in the bowl, you put a tiny bit of sugar, maybe a tablespoon, not very much, and then you put maybe a tablespoon of butter, and you put some milk, just enough milk to soften it up a little, because it comes pretty thick when it comes out of the pan. And you stir that all up, and the best way I think to eat it is you take toast and butter and you dip it. So that to me is the proper way to do cream of wheat. But I went to a babysitter once when I was a young kid, and of course they said, do you want cream of wheat? And I said, sure, you know, because that's what I liked. Well, they put salt in it. And I think on the box it does say that you can put salt in it.
Right.
And it just, it totally changed the taste. It tasted awful. And this was something I really liked to eat. But all of a sudden it was horrible. And, you can mess that up very easily.
It's funny because when you make oatmeal, a lot of people will put, it's a very small amount, and I think it's put in to balance out whatever sugar you put in it, but I like mine really sugary, unfortunately.
Well, I think most people like their, even oatmeal. I mean, you know, the oatmeals, you know, here's a funny thing. I like oatmeal, but it's not something I would cook every morning. And one time when I was changing, I was moving, and I did not have anything to eat in the morning, and I was having an issue, kind of a small issue with acid reflux. And it wasn't big, but the doctor said, well, try some oatmeal, and as he used the term, I even think, like oatmeal, in the morning when you get up, if you have that sensation, and it'll clear it up. Well, I bought this, you know, just cheap, off-brand, strawberries and cream oatmeal from Kroger, you know, where you just pour the packet in the bowl and you put a cup of water and you put it in the microwave and you microwave it for 2 minutes and it's done. And I didn't have to add anything to that. I didn't have to add sugar. I didn't have to add milk. I didn't have to add anything. And that was some of the best tasting stuff, to the point to where I thought I was getting, you know, addicted to it, because that's a heavy breakfast. And I eventually cut that out. But boy, was that good. And I think they still sell that.
That's funny. I used to work out at Holiday Inn, the one behind Lowe's, and I used to work in the kitchen. And our guests had, it was like really quick food, microwave type food. We would have omelets, but they were frozen. We just warmed them up. And they had Quaker cups of brown sugar and maple oatmeal, and then and apples and cinnamon. And that was the best oatmeal I think I've ever had. They're expensive to buy that way. I've left them in the store. But boy, were those good.
Well, and
I every morning to have one.
Well, and I tell you, I don't mean to put a plug in for them, but McDonald's oatmeal, apple and cinnamon oatmeal. That, you know, it comes in the little cup. It's not very expensive at all. It's enough to fill you up. It just, boy, does that taste good.
Yep, it's a hearty breakfast and good for you.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, we're approaching the end of this two-hour program here, 54 and a half minutes past the hour, and we still do not have Marion's favorite donut. But it's a hungry morning this morning. Thank goodness I have this yogurt parfait here with the vanilla yogurt, fresh strawberries, fresh bananas, and granola. 740-383-9944. What is Marion's favorite donut? And if the phone line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. We'd love to know what this is this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to try this donut thing again, and I want to guess a jelly donut.
Not a jelly donut, but a good guess.
How many donuts do we have?
I know. I can't believe this is not, because I'll tell you, I've been to Starbucks with somebody when they ordered this. As I said, Dunkin' ran out of it on their first morning, and I have heard people order this at Tim Hortons, so I know it's highly popular.
Hey, I've got a dessert or a meal for you. I know you're kind of a foodie in a way.
Yes, go ahead.
I see the cinnamon roll and in a bowl of chili.
Chili and a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, and it's together. You put the cinnamon roll in the chili. I've never tried it, but I see it online, and I always think, I want to try that one of these days.
So you put the... Now, we're talking about, like, the cinnamon roll with the white topping and the bread. Is that what we're talking about?
Yep, sure is. Big cinnamon roll, and you put it in a bowl and dump your chili over top of it.
You know what? I'll wait for you to try it and report back to me, and then I'll give it a shot.
But Google that. It's a big thing, actually.
Chili and a cinnamon roll. Is that a southern thing?
I think it's a Wisconsin thing, possibly. It's a northern type thing. Minnesota, Wisconsin.
You know those southerners are all crazy. You know, they cook like chocolate gravy down there.
Yeah. The South is a whole own place.
It's its own place. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, well, there's something for you to try at home. Cinnamon roll with chili dumped on top. Isn't that delicious? 740-383-9944. And chocolate gravy. Has anybody ever done chocolate gravy? Somebody told me about that one time, and I wouldn't go near gravy with a 10-foot pole anyway. So that's certainly not going to be my thing. But I have heard of chocolate gravy, which it's my understanding all that consisted of was making gravy and then just pouring like Hershey's, not the syrup, but the, you know, the powder into it. Boy, doesn't that sound good. Chocolate and gravy. That sounds about as good as cinnamon roll and chili. What a unique combination. But you know what? I'm not going to knock it, because you think these things won't taste good, and then for some reason, they do. You know, I don't know who got together potato chips and veggie dip, but that sounds silly, but yet that's become a popular thing now, to where most people at parties, they not only have to have the French onion dip, but they have to have the veggie dip there with the potato chips as well. And salsa has become the number one condiment in America, and let's not have that fight again. Is salsa a condiment? I'm pretty sure it is. Give me a buzz. What's Marion's favorite donut? 3 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. We've heard lemon-filled. We've heard raspberry-filled. We've heard glazed. We've heard jelly-filled. We've heard the Long Johns this morning. None of those are Marion's favorite donut. What is Marion's favorite donut? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, your last caller mentioned the cinnamon rolls and the chili.
Yes.
I have been seeing that also too. And another thing people do is dip peanut butter sandwiches in their chili.
Peanut butter sandwiches in the chili.
They just rave about it.
You know, and we wonder why everybody has acid reflux these days.
I belong to a candy group, and the latest fad is candied pickles. Big pickles dipped in candy, like you would dip an apple. And that would be a hard...
Like caramel?
That would be a hard no for me.
Is it like caramel? You would dip it in like a caramel apple?
It hardens, like hardtack.
Now, are these dill pickles or sweet pickles?
Dill. The big, big fat ones.
My goodness. Doesn't that just sound... Now, I've heard of chocolate-covered pickles. I have heard of that.
I mean, I guess, like you said, don't knock it till you try it, but boy, sure doesn't sound good to me.
No, I don't know. I think these people are all pregnant who write for these blogs and things. Something's going
that
on.
Could be.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Candy dipped pickles and cinnamon rolls with chili on top. How about that? 740-383-9944. Well, now this is Weird Recipe Day. Not necessarily weird food that we have tried. Weird Recipe Day here on WWGH. But we still don't have Marion's favorite donut. Well, we're going to come up on a break here. Glenn Coble joins us from 10 to 12 today. Maybe we'll see if you can guess the favorite donut during that two-hour period. And Progressive Life from 12:10 to 1 p.m. with Glenn and Dr. Feynman. And then Nate Redman, Offbeat News and Trivia from 4 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 until 7. Don't you dare go anywhere. Back after news, weather, and obituaries here on WWGH Radio.
Comic from Las Vegas, Chicky, Shikey, Chucky. What is that fat kid's name? Let me tell you something. I have stories that someday you'll call me, and I'll tell you the things that happened with Sullivan and I.
Oh, really?
A routine about a coal mine.